Murei Kotchim Kalim. He had the Mur of a Karm Shlomim. She also of Nezrikas Domim. What happened? So Yaitz said before you made Nezrikas Domim. But usually these are more, the Murim is supposed to burn Adam as Beach. But before you made Nezrikas Adam, you went in and took it outside. So that's the Psu Yaitz. So now the Mother Machlekes is Reblez, the way Mer, Ein Meilim Behem. That even if you go and make a Zrika, the Zrika does not help. Because still there's no Isamila. Rashi learns the way Meilim Luach Zrika, the Zrika doesn't help. To say which chelik is supposed to go to Gvoya. Because by Emur, by Kochim Kalim, it's not Kalim Nisamila until after you make this Rika. Then it's Hufru, like which part of it is supposed to be burnt, and that part is supposed to be Kochel Hashem that has Mila. But over here, this Rika does not have for this Emurim, therefore there's no Mila on it. And Uadin, Vien Chayav Malay Mishon Pigal, so the kids of this Rika does not help on the Psul of this Yaitzei, and therefore this Rika cannot put Pigal into it. And who are doing nice to the Tome, there will not be any Yisra Neser or Tome on this piece of meat, since it already has a psul of Yetzei. We have the Kibra, and the Kibra says no, Meilim Behem, yes, that the Zerika helps, even though there's a psul Yetzei on the Emurim Kotchim Kalim. It's called the Zerika, happened to it right now, and therefore there would be an Yisra Mila. The same of the Imanu, Avila Yerdu, so it has Sheikhas to the Mizbeach, therefore there'll be an Yisra Mila on it. And who are doing Chayov Malay Mishum Pigal. We make a Zrika, the Zrika helps to be Kavei Pigal in this, in the Emurim. And who Adin Veneisa Vitame, there will also be a Psul Neisa Vitame. So kids, that's the Machlekes, we have Lez and Rabbi Kiva on the Psul Yetzei. Is it a Zaitik of Psul, but the Iker Adin, the Zrika helps, the Tuma and the Neisa is Chal, or else no, it's called an Iker Psul, the Zrika does not help on it. So man, our Shalom now is like this. So where it says the Shalom is, that neither is Rikas Pigol, Kobol Alechem, the Pigol B'yotzei, Kibosom. So Rashi explains, the Shalu is a Libid Rebbe Kiva. They said that his Rika and the Yotzei is Moil. So, just like we see over here, that this Rika, even though it's a Rika Psula really, because it's on a Yotzei, still it's Kaveh that didn't pickle upon the Lechem. So maybe this verse should be that a Zrika Shlo Lishmo Nami Shari Lelechem. That when you make a Zrika on the Shnei Kvosim Shlo Lishmo, that I call upon him the Zrika is considered the Zrika in the Lechem. Just like the Zrika by Psula makes Pigul in the Lechem, to see the Zrika like helps for the Lechem, so then here also, the Zrika here, even though it was done Shlo Lishmo, it's Mata the Lechem B'yachilam. That this Shtei Alechem, again, the Shechita was done Lishmon, and now B'Shah Zrika, you're doing the Shlo Lishmon, but maybe still the Zrika could still help in the Lechem, and therefore the Lechem becomes Muta Bachila. I do it maybe no. Lechum Ramrinan. When do we say this Svara? That even though the Zrika is a Zrika Psula, still it helps. That's only Lechumra, to be Kaveya Adin Pigul in the Lechem. So even though the Zrika is on a Psul Yaitzei, still we say it's Kaveh the Psul Pigul in the Lechem. But maybe the Kulu Leyaminen, but over here that the Zrikim Shemer Lishmo should help enough to be Matir, the Lechem Be'achila, maybe that you don't say it. So that was the Shailah. By Zrikim Shemer Lishmo, Libet Rebbe Kiva, this is what Rebbe Shmo, Rebbe Yitzchak had a Shailah. Does this Zrik help even the Kula, or maybe no, maybe Rebbe Kiva only says Lechumra and not Lekula. So Mora says, Mask of the Rapopo, he asked the question back. Mask of the Rapopo, Mimai. Who told you the Chiyasnayu? Avroy Pligi. Who said the Machlokes before was, when you make this Rika, that the Emurim is outside, it's still Yotzei, and the Shailu is if this Rika helps on Yotzei or not. Dilma may be this Nayu Avroy, Kuliamole Pligi, the Enzrika, Morelisli Yotzei. Maybe not. So Rashi explains that by the Lechem, could be everybody agrees, the Kozman Lechem is outside, Avada the Zrika is not Kaveh any dinim on the Lechem. When the Lechem is outside, has a Psul Yetzir on it, and it's outside, Avada the Zrika of the Kvosim is not Kaveh and not Pigul, and Avada would not be Matad Lechem Bachilurida. Where is the Machlokes? Uvahodar Alinu Pligi, where you later brought the Shtei Lechem back inside again. The Reb Lezer, Sobolok Rebbe, Reb Lezer was like Rebbe. The Yoma Shchita Mekacha, that what gave the Kedusha and the Shtei Lechem the first Shchita? If so, v'yisalu b'yotzei. So when it went outside, it had a psul yotzei. See, when they bring it back again, still it does not help. For Rabbi Kiva, though, that says yes, that the Zrika helps on Yotze, maybe Kareb Lezer Rabbi Shimon. The Yoma Shchita Loi Mekachem, that the Shchita of the Kfosim alone is not Mekachem Shtei Alechem. You have to come on to the Zrika Zadam also. If so, Vlemifs Loi Bi Yotze. Therefore, when the Lechem went outside, it didn't have a Psul Yotze. It didn't have a Kedusha Zaguf yet. And therefore, now when you bring it back in again, there's nothing wrong with the Lechem. So maybe that's why the Zrika helps on it. But then Echnam, he calls the man that's outside, maybe everybody holds the Zrika would not help. So therefore, Avad, the Zrika, Shlel, Shmo, would not be matter the Lechem, be Achilo. So Mora says, no, back for Papa. Hi, my, what's going on here? I Yamr, if you tell me, Bishleimo, Rabbi Akiva, Kerebi Srilei, that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shita. To Yamr, what does Rabbi say? Shita Mekachalu. That yes, as soon as you make the Shita on the Shnei Kvosim, that's Mekadosh to Lechem. Lechem has no kedushas aguf, and therefore if you take the lechem outside, there is a psul yotzei. And still, Rabbi Kiva says the zrika helps. Is haynu the kama Rabbi Kiva to kochelu b'shchitom that the shchita gave kedushas to shtei lechem the yasa zrika kovle b'pigul. Therefore, it's good that the zrika now can make a din pigul upon the lechem. But el abut iyamet, if you want to tell me, kreb lezav Rabbi Shimon svilei. That Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. And you're telling me now that the Lechem did not have a Kedushas Haguf with the Shechit alone. And then if you're telling me when it went outside there was no Psul Yetzichal, the Yom that you're telling me, Yod Zvicha, Loi Mekachom, that Zvicha is not Mekadosh to Shtei Lechem. If so, then Zvicha's Pigul be Mekacho. How could you say that it would make a Zvicha with a Machsheva's Pigul, that should make a Kedusha? How could that make a Kedusha in the Shtei Lechem? Rashi says the mikvah bepigul, ilay kaddish mikar b'shchita. If it wasn't kaddish before, so pshita would not be chal pigul now. I've omer rav gid lama rav zrikas pigul einu mevila de mila, v'einu moitzim de mila. That if you make a zrika with a machshavas pigul, it doesn't bring mila, it doesn't take away mila. The Gemara explains what they mean to say, einu mevila de pigul, that a zrikas pigul does not bring the milam, is any milam, the milam means bemure kochim kalam. By kochim kalam, we said there's no wisdom milam. But after zrika, then it's mavuyur, which chelek is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, the emurim. It first had this wisdom milam after zrika. But if the zrika was done with machshavas pigol, it does not make the emurim, does not give it a wisdom milam. On emure kochim kalam, it does not receive a wisdom milam if the zrika was done by pigol. And who adin v'yena moitzii mede mila? This zrika that's done with a machshavas pigul cannot take off mila. That means bebasa kotche kotchim. Of a regular kotche kotchim, then we say lechetchila there's an issa mila upon the whole korban. Only after zrika, that there we say the basa becomes muta b'achila, then the issa mila goes off the basa. But again, if you made this zrika with a machshavas pigul, that the heter does not chal. Therefore, the Yisamilo does not go off the Yavosa. So here you see that a Machshavas Pigol cannot shav dinim on the korban. So here also the Machshavas Pigol, the Zrika, cannot give a Kedusha to the Lechem. Samar says, no, it is not a Kasha. La Vissusat Rav Gidl, in the Gemara and Mila, we already shlugged up Rav Gidl. So therefore, our first Shalom remains a good Shalom. We made the Shchitas on the Kvosim Lishmon, and the Zrika was done Shalom Lishmon, is the Lechem Mutav Achila. That's a good Shalom, we don't have a Pshitas. Again, a leave with the Rabbi Kiva that says a Zrika is Moil on Yotzei, so Adin, maybe Zrika Shalom Lishmon, would also be Mata the Boss of the Lechem Be Achila. Of the Shtei Lechem. So that's still a Shalom. Omarav, Boi Mene Reb Yimim Reb Zerah. The Rabbi Yirmi is a shalom from Rabbi Zeira. Kiv seyat seres, this kiv seyat seres, sheshocha ton lishmon. The shchita was done to hake lishmon. But vi ovad halechem, and then they lost the lechem. So, mahu sheyizruku dom and shloy lishmon, or you're allowed to make a zrika sadam now shloy lishmon, lahat the boss of achilo, to be mad to the boss of achilo. In other words, we had the Gemara before, that the kiv seyat seres, shehuskuku, zelazim, that if Bisha Shchita you had the Shnei Lechem, so now it's Hukfa Zelazer that you cannot bring, you cannot be Yotza the Kifsi Atzeres without having the Shnei Lechem around. So here Bisha Shchita you had it all around, but then before you made the Zrika it was Obad HaLechem. Zechur now saw that Kivsi Yatzeres cannot be brought Lishmon, there can't be Yotze anymore, the din of Kivsi Yatzeres, it's missing its lechem. So Shalur is, can you make a Zrika Tadam now, Shalai Lishmon? So you're not doing it Lishem Kivsi Yatzeres. So therefore, Kolpon and Mabel, Ahata Bosa Bechila, is like a Korban Shlomim that was brought Shalai Lishmon, that the Lachar is, the Korban is kosher, he just brought Yotze Decha Bosai. Some ways it's a back to him. Yesh lechodov v'shein a kosher l'shmoi. If there any type of a korban that's not kosher, we bring it l'shmoi. Like here, telling me now this kivsi atzeres, it's not kosher l'shmoi because it's missing its lechem. The kosher shleil l'shmoi, could the korban then be kosher if you make a zrika shleil l'shmoi? It's not mistavro. If a zrika l'shmoi is not matter the korban, so chur a zrika shleil l'shmoi for sure should not be matter the korban. Most is that true v'loi for a Pesach Kodem Chatzos, a Korban Pesach before Chatzos. Tiyena Kosher L'Shmoi. You're not allowed to bring this Korban L'Shem Kochim L'Shem Pesach. It's not the Zman yet. But for Kosher Shlo L'Shmoi, if you bring it L'Shem Shlomim, it's Kosher. So you see, even though L'Shmoi is possible, but Shlo L'Shmoi is Kosher. So most says, no, there's no proof. Hokika Aminam. Yesh L'Chodobri, is there any such a thing? Sheniru L'Shmoi. That the korban was fit already to be brought lishmoi, like these shnei kvosim. Lechatchilu b'shas shchiti, you had the shtei lechem there, so it was hukva to be brought lishmoi. V'nitchem lishmoi, and now when you lose the shtei lechem, now the kisvei tes becomes nitcha, can't be brought lishmoi. V'yena kosher lishmoi, and now it's not kosher lishmoi, for kosher shlo lishmoi. You want to say that if you make the zrika shlo lishmoi, the korban would be kosher. Now we don't find anything. The once it was hukfa to be brought l'shmoi. Once it's nitcha, maybe you cannot bring it anymore shlo l'shmoi. So Mora says, no, v'loi, is it not true you can't do this? For right Pesach, achach zmanoim. A korban Pesach that was left over till after Pesach. B'shai yemois hashana. That what? That if you do it l'shmoi then, it's possible, it's not the zman korban Pesach. But shlo l'shmoi is kosher. Even though that korban was already hukfa l'shmoi, so what's this also coming? This is what I meant to say. Yesh lechadavu, do you ever find such a thing? Sheniru lishmoi, that it was fit to be brought lishmoi, like these kivsi atzeres. And v'nishchat lishmoi, that's the chiddush over here. Yiva made the shchit lishmoi also over here. And then v'nitchem lishmoi, then it was pushed off from the lishmoi, because now you lost the lechem. V'yena kosher lishmoi, it's not fit to be brought lishmoi anymore. For kosher shalom lishmoi, would it be kosher now to finish it off to make this week a shalom lishmoi? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Samora says, no, v'loi, is it not true? For a toida, we had before by a toida, that even if the shechita was done, the shame of toida, then you lost the lechem, so the eitzer is to bring the toida, shalom lishmoi, bring it l'shem shlomim. Samora says, no, shani toida, toida is different. The rachmona kar yishlomim. Yeah, that's all part of the korban, that a toida has it in shlomim to it. So when you can bring up the Torah's toida, when you have the lechem, are very good. But the mokim, you lose the lechem, the Torah calls it a shlomim. So together, even though it's a shalom l'shmoi of the toida, but it's not a real shalom l'shmoi of the korban, still called the korban shlomim, therefore it's kosher. But over here, that it's called the kivsei atzeres, and you made the shchita l'shmoi, and after the shchita, now you lost the lechem. So now you can't bring it anymore l'shmoi. Avada they hold, who are then? You can't bring a shalom l'shmoi either. Therefore, you can't do anything with this korban, just rather you have to let it. It'll be toyin sreifa. You have to leave it to Libet Zerosai, and then it'll be toyin sreifa. Now, I think we'll just make a first chazor of this blot. This is a shver blot. We'll just make a first chazor. Again, the blot started off again, the memzayim, that the machlekes, that the kivsi atzeres, and that's mekadosh to lechem. So, Avada, the way you're supposed to do it is, v'shas the shchit and the zrika with don l'shmo, that gives the kedusha to shtei lechem. The shalom was if you only made a shchit to l'shmo, and then the zrika was done shalom l'shmo. So how is the machlokes Rebbe and the Blessed Reb Shimon that Rebbe held that the shchita is mekadesh shtei lechem and therefore has a kedusha saguf, and if there be a psul yotzei, if the lechem would go outside now even before this zrika or even after this zrika shlel lishmo, there would be a psul yotzei on the shtei lechem, whereas the Blessed Reb Shimon holds no, that the kedusha is not chal completely a kedusha saguf upon the shtei lechem until after the zrika. See that the zrika was done shlel lishmo, it's not chal kedusha saguf on the shtei lechem, and therefore if it would go outside it would not be a psul yotzei. But according to Blessed Reb Shimon, it could be paiderit. And according to Rebbe, that was the machlekes Abaye v'Rava, if you could be poyder it or you can't be poyder it. One pshat according to Rebbe was, yes, it's chal the kedusha that you could be poyder it. The other pshat was, no, it's kodesh v'en the kodesh, that's not chal the kedusha completely, you cannot be poyder it atof as pidyonoi. Then the Gemara declared the shayla, what's going to be in the case where you made the shchita lishmo, and then the zerika of the kisya says was done shalo lishmo, what's the lacha on the lechem, the shtel lechem is a mutzav achila. Zemar came out, we just learned that according to Rebbe, according to the Lezer of Shimon, it's not mutzav achila. Zemar came out that the shayla was, Ali b'di Rebbe Kiva, that the Kiva holds, in a case where there's already a psul yotzei, chal upon the basar, or chal upon the lechem, the shtel lechem, or, and then you make a zrika with a machsheves pigel. Is it chal pigel in the emurim, or is it chal pigel in the lechem? So the shayla was that according to Rebbe Kiva, that you see when a zrika of pigel, tuzoif, does something to the basar, does something to the lechem, so maybe here also, a zrika shalom lishmo, maybe could also be matah, the shtel lechem de'achila. So that was the Gemara shayla, according to Rebbe Kiva, what is, again, you made the shchita lishmo, just as Rika was done shalom lishmo, so is this Rika enough to be matah the lechem b'achila? That was the shayla in the Gemara. Does Rabbi Kiva only said that the Zerika helps to make pigul chumra, or do we say no, the Zerika even helps the kula to be matah the lechem b'achila? That was a good shayla. And this the Gemara said, the Papi asked the shayla, who said that was a pshat Rabbi Kiva? Maybe Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Zerika does not help on Yotzei. And the whole machlokes was there a psul yotzei or not? Say the Chacham, the Gemara believes, which the Pop is a shayla. But the first shayla is also a shayla. Does the Zerika help to be matter with the boss of Achila? In the Kuantra Papa, there's no shayla altogether. Without a Kuantra Papa, there was a shayla in the Gemara. And then the last shayla of the Gemara was when you have the Kivsi Atzeres, that you made the Shchita Lishmon. So already, Huskuku Zelazir. And then you lost the Lechem. So now, Poshia, to come to Maskonar is, with this korban, the Kisya says you can't do anything with it. You cannot bring it shlo lishmo, and lishmo about its pesul since you lost the lechem, therefore there's no eitzah with this korban. Alright, turn over. We'll do the next daf on the next side.